Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As much as we've been talking about the Eagles, we've got a guest coming on now. He runs one of the most interesting websites in Philadelphia. You've probably read it, Crossing Broad. Kyle Scott is here. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had to talk to you because I found an article the other day about you starting a brand new business venture. And you've been such a guy that's like, obviously you're really popular for the Radio Wars stuff, which is articles about this station and the other station. And you're always commenting on the way that the media works. So when I found out you had a new idea, I just couldn't wait to talk to you. So if you could just explain first what your new project is.
Yeah, so it's basically a company that helps journalists, writers, other people in the media who, want to just be freed up to do the content that they're good at and not handle the, whether it's the web side of it or the tech side of it or, the business side of it. There's a lot that goes into starting your own thing that we're trying to take off the plate for people. And we're just lucky enough to have made contact with John Clayton a while ago, and this has kind of been in the works. And, he kind of liked what we were pitching to him and offering to help him with. And, we couldn't be partnered with a better person as one of our first sites. We've had a couple of smaller sites we've launched earlier this year, but obviously the Clayton site is the biggest. So it's claytonfootball.com.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because John Clayton, the reason you're able to get him, obviously, is he's available. ESPN lets him go, and this is a growing trend. So you see all these major sports writers out there like Jason Stark and Ken Rosenthal. Like, all these guys were free agents for a while. Like, why is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not a great spot to be in. Like, none of us are in the best field right now. I think there are pockets of the field, and sports talk radio is one of them, and maybe us kind of doing our own thing is another with Crossing Broad. But if you're a journalist, if you're in media, the ability for whether it's a big network like ESPN or the small local paper to monetize with ad revenue, it's becoming increasingly difficult. People are cutting the cord from cable, which is impacting the national network. So I think you're seeing kind of across the board this sort of like, scorched earth thing going on with media. And that's left a lot of really talented people out of work. And, part of our idea for this was, obviously the Athletic's getting a lot of pub because they have a lot of money and they're going out and hiring a lot of these folks. But our idea was, hey, some of these guys have significant followings that they've built on the backs of working at established media outlets. You look at someone like John Clayton, he has 1.4 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
If you can go out and even get 1% of those people to kind of follow you to a new venture and maybe pay to subscribe or buy your products or support what you're doing through your partners or your advertisers, you could financially do better than you could going out and getting a job somewhere else. Cause I think the days of, working at ESPN and being one of these top guys and making, I pretty well into the six figures are gone, with the exception of, the really big name guys like Adam Schefter and that, but those guys are very fewer and far between at this point.
Yeah, and even still with those guys, they can always get replaced, right? There's always that younger guy. Like, for now, it's Woj, but maybe it's Shams that eventually takes his job. And for Schefter, like, it was Clayton before him. So there's always this disruption, you could say. These guys are getting pushed out of jobs. And it's interesting because, like, you've seen this and you've dealt with this already on a local level as well, right? Like, there's been a lot of local people that we've seen that are very popular and lost jobs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've chronicled it, whether it's the newspapers or the radio stations or the TV stations. We've seen it a lot with Comcast Sportsnet or now NBC Sports Philly, where, they've kind of shifted their model. And, a station like that, the highlight show is dead. I think everybody's aware of that. And even when you talk about someone like Woj and then Shams, everyone knows Woj and that's great, but what he's really known for is basically just his tweets, right? And if you're a business who's in there to, you know, pay him a lot of money and get him under contract, yeah, he's valuable to have on the air on ESPN and all of that. But ultimately, where he's really adding value is in breaking news. But that's such a commodity. You know, it's great for his own personal brand. And I'm certainly not trying to knock him. He's an excellent reporter. But, you know, someone like that, it's great for their personal brand to just break news on Twitter. But that's really not something you can, like, monetize, because the minute you post it, it's out there in every other media outlet covering whatever topic it is you're tweeting about, you know, is able to take that information and run with it. So, you know, those are the sorts of things where we're trying to find, like, you know, pockets where there's people who have an audience and might be able to add value beyond just, you know, just putting something out there on Twitter.
Yeah, and we're talking with Kyle Scott on the Swartz Culleton guest line. And Kyle's got a new venture here for all of these major writers who have been losing their job. And you mentioned something earlier that I thought was a great point, is you're taking all the work away from these people, and they can just write articles. Like, I'd like you to just to explain, because I know you've gone through this grind yourself with Crossing Broad, how much of a struggle and a grind it is to run a blog on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, it's tough because it's, you know, ultimately it's what's paying the bills. But you know, whether it's a blog or a podcast or, you know, whatever it is, a more traditional website, you know, I started this like 8-9 years ago, Crossing Broad, half as a business venture. Like, I always kind of wanted to be in business for myself. So I wasn't just trying to be, you know, a quote unquote sports writer. I wanted to do that. And I also wanted to have my own business, and it was kind of a good marriage. But what I found over the years, and I'm sure anyone in our space could probably speak to this, most people who are in the content game, you know, the sports content game, not all, but most, really want nothing to do with the business side of things. You want to be able to focus on sports, talking about sports, writing about sports, going on TV, covering sports, and the business side of it, when just the logistics of running a platform where you have a daily audience who's counting on you to put stuff out, and you have to have, you know, some sort of a team. You can't do all of that yourself and keep people engaged kind of around the clock. It's really difficult. And, you know, I can tell you it takes up, you know, certainly more than half your time. So what we're trying to do is, like, hey, we've gotten a little bit of experience running our thing here in Philly and understanding all that goes with it beyond just actually putting out the content. There's all these other folks out there, you know, some of them not too young either, where, you know, the web is a little bit of a foreign entity, at least in terms of, you know, running one's own site. So we're trying to say, hey, like, hey, we can take all this off your plate. Like, you just go do what you're good at, and we'll set up the site, we'll market it, we'll take subscriptions or help you sell ads and do all of that. And, you know, it's been well received so far. It's still, for me, it's Crossing Broad is still very much my day job, but you know, we're excited about it. I have a partner, a guy named Ed McCusker, and you know, the two of us are trying to work with some writers who have that need, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and where you go with this project, because I think it's a great idea. So just real quick, one last time, where can they find all this at the moment?
Yeah, so right now, our big site, it's just claytonfootball.com. Our business is called Redescribe. So it's Redescribe. And if, you know, you're someone in the business and interested in what we have to offer, you can go to our website and fill out a form. But I think most of the listening audience would be interested in John's site. I know he's on with John and Ike every Friday afternoon, I think at 3:35. I know he was on earlier today. So, you know, go check it out. There's really good stuff. He's got a great team of writers. He's got Dr. David Chow, who's the pro football doc on Twitter, which a lot of people know. He's got Joel Corey, who's a former agent. So they're trying to do something different in terms of, you know, really not even the All-22 stuff, but analyzing the contracts and the injuries and the fantasy and gambling implications for that. And we think there's a lot of people who, you know, are either playing daily fantasy or weekly fantasy or betting on the games now that it's becoming increasingly legal, that, you know, kind of be interested in this sort of information and really kind of analytical breakdown.
Well, yeah, so again, I'm excited for it. And if you want to keep up with it yourself, you can find Kyle at Crossing Broad, where I'm sure there'll be updates. And Kyle Scott, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.